A Troy, on King Ulic says, upon the siege, among the press of him that worthy knechtes were, aboard long team still are there. In thilke team, a man may say, how godly that Penelope, which was to him his true wife, of his lachesse was plaintiff, whereof to Troya she him send, her will be letra. Thus spake Enda.
Me worthy love and lord also, it is and hath been ever so, that where a woman is alone, it maketh a man in his persona the more hardy for to woo, in hope that she would boo to such thing as his will were, will that her lord were elsewhere. And of myself I tell this, for it so long a passed is sith first than ye fro home went, that well ni every man his went to there I am, will ye ben ute hath mad, and each of him abute which love can, me love searcheth with great prayer, and me besearcheth. And some maken great manas, that if they michten come in place where that they micht her will have, there is nothing me shoulde save that they ne wolde werche thinges. And some tellen me tidinges that ye been dead, and some sayn that certainly ye been besain to love anew, and leve me. But who as ever that it be, I thong unto the goddess Alle, as yet for ocht that is befalle, my no man do me check is rede. But natheless, it is to drede that lashes in continuance fortune michte such a chance, which no man after should amende.
Lo, thus this laddie complainend, a letter unto her lord hath writ, and prayed him that he would await and think who that she was all his, and that he tarry nocht in this, but that he wold his love acquit to hear a yenward, and nocht rita, but come himself in all haste, that he none other paper waster, so that he keep and hold his truth without a let of any sloth. Unto her lord, and love a leger, to Troya where the great assiager was laid, this letter was conveyed. And he, which wisdom hath purveyed of all that to reason belongeth, with gentle heart it underfongeth. And when he hath it overrad, in part he was richt inly glad, and ache in part he was disazed. But love, his heart, hath so thorchsazed with pure imagination, that for a non-occupation which he can tack on other seed, he may not flit his heart to seed, for that his wife him had informed, whereof he hath himself conformed with all the will of his courage to shop and tack the viage homeward, what team that he may, so that him thinketh of a day a thousand year till he may say the visage of Penelope, which he desireth most of all. And when the team is so befall that Troya was destroyed and brent, he made none delayment, but goth him home in all heech, where that he found before his ear, his worthy wife in good estate, and thus was ceased the debate of love, and sloth was excused, which doth great harm where it is used, and hindereth many a cause honest.